Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, folks. We have an acupuncturist. She's a doctor of Chinese medicine. Please welcome Melissa Carr. Say hello.
Thank you very much for having me on today's show.
Yes, it's a Dr. Melissa Carr, just so you know. Okay, and she loves music. I noticed you go to a lot of concerts. Tell me about some of them.
Well, we recently got to go see Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears, Peter Gabriel. We're going to be heading to Hans Zimmer soon. Some good music to be able to enjoy in Vancouver.
Amazing. All right. And we're going to play a cover of Depeche Mode. This is a 1920s jazz age cover by Chloe Fioranzo. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Yeah, something different, right? Okay, so we have Dr. Carr. And guess what? John in the house just made it. We'll be talking with him once he comes back to the studio. Okay, so Melissa, yes, tell me about your clinic.
Yeah, so I have two clinics. So one that I work out of myself in Vancouver, Broadway and Oak, and then a second one that my husband and I run on Main Street called My Rest Health Clinic.
Amazing. I love the name, My Rest. So a lot of people get some rest, and you said that you do various things at that clinic?
Yeah, so My Rest is really designed as a place to rest. It's if you've ever had acupuncture, you may have had an acu-nap.
Mm.
So they do acupuncture. We also have people who do Reiki, reflexology, Ayurvedic head massage, and we have counselors as well that do online work.
So how did you get into it? Was there anything that inspired you to become a doctor?
Yeah, so my mom's a nurse, and I had a lot of knee issues when I was a kid growing up. So I was a figure skater, dancer, volleyball player, but I had a lot of knee pain, and I always thought that I would get into something like sports medicine, a lot of things happened on the way, and I ended up after university. I got my degree in kinesiology. After university, I headed off to Japan to get ready for. Just to gain some life experience to be able to apply for medical schools. I thought I was going to go into sports med, conventional medicine. And when I was there, I realized there were different approaches to health. And long story short, that turned into Chinese medicine.
Amazing. So during your stay in Japan, were you able to pick up the language?
I did. Sukoshi dake. A little bit only.
Amazing. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's get to a song, and then we'll be back with John in the house. Here's Painful Reminder. So if you have pain, remember to contact, My Rest.
This painful reminder.
Yeah, SNFU, painful reminder. Okay, so John in the house is in the house. What?
Hello, I am in the house.
So, John, how did you meet Dr. Melissa Carr?
Well, it all started that when we were trying to promote our show at the Heritage Hall, was it?
Yeah. Was that Heritage Hall or was it the Wise Hall?
The Wise Hall, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was out postering Main Street, postering the drive, and as I was walking up Main Street, I saw this handy little card holder display thing. So I put one of the cards in there and took a brochure. And then the next day, I was feeling, oh, that's kind of mean to take over their thing. So I decided to call them up and give them an interview. So here we are. That's the funny circumstances behind how we found Melissa today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very exciting to have Melissa to learn more about holistic medicine. And all those who are listening now, if you wanted to have a pen, copy this website down, activetcm.com. That's activetcm.com. It's My Rest Health Studio at 3456 Main Street in Vancouver. It's an open space holistic health studio that is comfortable, affording integrative health care services. So integrative means that you work with their doctor in, other people have medicine doctors and maybe they recommend you. So then you can, or what does the word integrative mean?
Yeah, so integrative is the ability to be able to work alongside and with and collaborate with other healthcare providers. So whether that's conventional medicine physicians or whether it's like naturopaths or chiropractors. And in My Rest, we have a variety of different kinds of healthcare providers, so acupuncture, Tuina, Chinese massage, reflexology, Reiki. So
yeah,
working together.
I'm just going to list the services that you have. Acupuncture, Tuina massage.
I don't know.
I don't know if I said that right.
Close.
Cupping, I guess that's with cups and they...
like suction cups.
Yeah, it's a weird pressure thing. Kinda.
People might think of Michael Phelps and his marks from the Olympics long ago.
And there's Reiki and counseling and coaching and Ayurvedic head massage, reflexology, and many, many other disciplines. Yeah, that's interesting. So what is Ayurvedic head massage?
Yeah, Ayurvedic head massage. So Ayurvedic medicine is its own type of medicine from India. Mm. And we have a practitioner who just does the Ayurvedic head massage part. So it's quite a relaxing, wonderful therapy where she may or may not use oil on the head and just deeply massages the head. And it feels really wonderful and relaxing and healing.
I bet it does. Yeah. That's awesome. So as a doctor, you use natural derived medicines or holistic is more towards the natural practice of using holistic stuff. So you're like, that's the kind of doctor you are. But you don't prescribe medicines like a normal medicine doctor?
Yeah, not like a pharmaceutical. So our tools, we use a pharmacopoeia of herbs. So in Chinese medicine, we're using plant, mineral, animal materials in an herbal formula.
Yeah, and it's all from, as you studied went to Japan to research. You're already a doctor of medicine, right? Doctor of
kinesiology.
Kinesiology. Yeah.
So I had a degree in kinesiology from Guelph University, and I went to Japan. And I went there actually to do research for my first year. So I wanted to build my resume to be able to apply for med school. So I thought, well, I'll work as a research assistant and that will gain some experience.
Wow.
And I realized it was not for me, but it was a good experience for me to do that.
That was at Ehime Medical University?
Ehime, yeah.
Ehime, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so understanding Eastern values and holism and all the parts that are connected. meaning the human body plus spiritual, maybe the universe, yeah. like the energies of our earth and how to become more receptive to them as you're practicing your thing.
Yeah, it's we can't yeah. separate the mm-hmm. us from our environment.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you returned to Canada for your training in the traditional Chinese medicine at the International College of TCM in Vancouver.
Correct, wow. yeah.
And then with that program, you had to intern at two Chinese hospitals or just
yeah,
or for 3 months each?
Well, that was part of it. So we definitely had our clinical training in Vancouver for quite a few hours. And then on top of that, I had the opportunity to go to China. And I was 3 months at two different hospitals in China.
Wow. Did they speak English?
We had a translator, thankfully.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering about that. How did you manage? Because I'm sure the doctors are fluent in English because they're well-educated. But
Some don't. Yeah.
Especially the traditional medicine ones. It's all taught to them orally and through their elders in their field.
They actually have quite a strong system of teaching Chinese medicine in China. It's very much like a program, so they could choose the conventional route. And actually, a lot of the Chinese medicine doctors in China work within the hospitals, so it's truly integrative.
Awesome. Do you have any questions?
We're going to get to some more questions, but let's get to Bree. So tell me about, we're going to play some more music, and yes, we'll get to some more questions.
I guess we're going to segue to a song.
Yes.
This is a song by Just Bree Yourself. She's a young female Canadian professional singer-songwriter in North Vancouver, and she's very busy these days writing a song per month. And so the song we're going to listen to now is
On My Mind.
On My Mind. It's a fairly new song. Actually, she just dropped it on August 13th. And kudos go out to, it's her latest R&B single, and kudos go out to her backup vocal, Jeffrey Long. He did the backup vocals, and he's an incredible singer, too. Wait till you hear his voice.
Short skirt, where's the party at? We under the city lights. It's so amazing, and the way you've been acting lately got me crazy. You got me rolling my eyes, then laughing the next minute with that look in your eyes. You got me so hypnotized. It's time to put our love to the test. Cause baby, you're the best. Cause baby, you're the best. Because what we have is real and we don't gotta fake it. Cause I know that you got the style. I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
Good stuff, 'cause you bring out my inner child.
Get Bree, you did an awesome job. Okay.
Well, Bree, I was talking to her today, and she sent me this song, Frisky For You, spelled Frisky, F-R-I-S-K-Y, four, the number four, and you, Y-O-U, or you, I don't know. But she's going to drop this officially on her platforms on September 10th, so watch out for that. But we're so lucky that she wanted us to play it tonight. So.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so for those of you who are afraid of acupuncture, like myself, I don't think I've ever done it before in my life. So, yeah, I'm sure people are curious. Does it hurt? Dun, dun, dun.
That's definitely the number one question I get.
Yes.
And I hope by the end of the session you can feel comfortable that you would want to go get acupuncture. I mentioned briefly before the AcuNap.
Yeah.
Almost all my patients at some point fall asleep on the table. And so that's just how relaxing it is. It's not painful. You feel sensation, but, you know, the most common description I get is it feels weird.
Okay.
Some people get really creative with their descriptions, like marshmallow in a microwave or ginger ale slippers or fun stuff like that.
Wow. I never heard it like that.
So does it feel weird where the pins are or in their brain?
It might feel weird where the acupuncture point is located. It might feel like it's weird in a spot that there's no needle.
Wow, because my next question was, do you have to strap people down to?
No. The only thing is, sometimes people talk with their hands. So if I have to work on their arms, it's sometimes hard to, because they're moving
fidgety,
their arms when they've got the needles in.
Wow. So you just have to remind them.
Yeah.
Stay
relax.
Still. Relax. Yes. Breathe. Okay. All right. Next question about people who want to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And I heard acupuncture was one method to do that.
Yeah, so acupuncture is good for a lot of different things, and quitting smoking is definitely one of the areas that it got popular treating, and it can be very effective. I think a lot of the reasons why people smoke is because they find it helps calm their nerves.
Mm.
And so acupuncture does help calm the nerves. It helps. It's almost, I call it like cheating your way into meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts you into a different headspace where you can make better choices, perhaps. And yeah, there's points on the ears that are often used for things like quitting smoking, but you might get whole body
acupuncture as well.
Interesting. And how's that ear connected? Is that to like to their saliva or something? Or is that is there a nerve there that's like...
Yeah, there's specific points related on the ear. It was actually developed by somebody in France, not in China originally, ear mm-hmm. acupuncture. But there are specific points related to specific areas of the body, kind of like reflexology.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. And tell me about Samantha Huey.
Yeah, so Samantha used to work for a clinic that I worked at previously, and she's a musician, and she's an amazing, beautiful musician.
We're going to play her song Sooner Than Later on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Begin, cross the finish lines of this race with all the feelings that we've chased. Thank you.
And we're back, and that was Wild Horses by The Sundays.
But the song Wild Horses, that's a cover song by the Rolling Stones.
So let's talk about what's happening around town, John.
Well, I don't have any events local like this week, but next week, on Thursday, August the 22nd, Steve Lindsay and Roy Vanderbroek, a friend of mine, they have a charity show.
Yes.
And Linda can tell you more about this charity
show. That's right. So Lindsay Music Therapy Concert, August 25th, 2024, from 11 to 8 p.m., Lions Park. That's 2300 Lions Way, Port Coquitlam. And there's going to be a bunch of bands there. And yes, the funds will be raised to donate to the CNIB Foundation. And what does CNIB stand for, John?
Canadian National Institute for the Blind.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, what else you got?
And then on that Saturday, August the 24th, that next week, at the Crescent Beach Legion, Club 240, Intoxicated by Nature, that's a band by James Shepherd. He's a lead singer, and they just got back together after like 5-year hiatus, but they're opening for another popular blues singer in town, Waylon Walker. The doors are at 7 p.m., and I think it's $20 in advance, maybe $25 at the door. But I'm going to be definitely going to that show because James is such a professional guitarist. This is you have to really witness and hear his playing to really understand. And he's a good friend of mine, too, so I want to support him. So please go out to Club 240.
All right. Now let's talk about not only are you a doctor, but you love to do yoga.
Yeah. I don't know when it was, maybe more than 10 years ago. A friend of mine, actually a few friends had recommended it, and I was very much into it on a regular basis. Unfortunately, with COVID, the studio was going to close down. So now I'm one of those home yoga practitioners. I practice on my own from videos.
Oh, amazing. And then are you one of those, like, do you go hiking?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So are you one of those hikers that go up to the mountain and you do the yoga pose?
Of course.
Amazing. Okay. And which pose is it, the normal? What is that pose called when you...
Oh, the tree pose.
Is that what
it's
called?
One of the most popular ones,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Or the when they use...
Warrior pose.
Warrior pose, is that what that is? Where they stretch it out? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, both beautiful. Great for pictures. Okay. I don't know. Any tips for anyone that... Like, I currently have like a little kink on my neck. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because, like, I've got this crazy bun that I sleep with, and then if you sleep the wrong way, you'll get that kink in your neck.
Yeah.
What can you do about that?
I've experienced that with my hair, too.
Yeah, right? Or you sleep on... Yeah. Any tips for neck kind of...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, acupuncture, for sure, is very effective at helping to manage pain. It's well-recognized for many different pain conditions. The cause of what you're describing sounds muscular, so mm-hmm. it sounds like your muscles just get super tight. I always tell my patients that the shoulders and the ears shouldn't be friends. So it's like the two students in class that you want to separate from each other. If you sit them next to each other, the ears and the shoulders,
yes,
they get to be troublemakers. But if you separate them from each other, then you're much healthier.
I see.
And then definitely,
that is right, because I have a really nice pillow. It's like the ones that really...
Memory foam.
Memory foam. And I wake up with my shoulders on the pillow, and then your neck's getting...
Yeah.
So I have to put my shoulders down and just have my neck on the pillow. It's very critical, because you will get...
Yes.
Upset your muscles, and you'll wake up with a stiff neck.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely a good pillow is a really good tip as well. So having the right pillow for you, and stretches, and checking your posture. You know, we have what a lot of people now call tech neck. So looking, you know, the head is about the weight of a bowling ball. So if you can imagine putting your arm out and holding bowling ball in your hand, it would get really heavy really quick. And we're asking the neck muscles to hold the head with our head projected forward, sticking out forward, or looking down at our phones, or reaching forward, looking at the computer.
Yeah.
We should get our head over our torso.
Over. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of just stick them out there.
Yeah, well, one of my friends calls it the sexy double chin.
A sexy double chin. Okay.
Pull your chin back.
Pull your chin back and, yeah, boobs out, folks. Okay. All right. We're going to get to a song and we'll be back with more Melissa Carr, Dr. Melissa Carr. Here's Needles and Pins by the Deftones. Yeah, lots of screaming going on in that song. And do people ever scream when you put the needle in?
No.
No. It's all just nice and relaxing, folks. Who knew? Okay, John, what do you got? You got a coupon going on here.
Oh, yeah. Well, today I get up late and then I'm pretty slow at eating breakfast. So 1 o'clock rolls around. Oh, I'm starving. Let's go to the Java Express, just a block away from me. And I order the Java Express avocado wrap. And it is super delicious. Lettuce, tomatoes, bacon, egg, just every avocado. Oh, just all these yummy, good nutrition for you. And I went there a couple weeks ago. And this young lady, a new employee, she made me a huge one of these. And then today, she made one exactly the same, a huge wrap. So I told her, oh, thank you, Zoe, and I'll give you a shout-out on the radio show tonight. So thank you, Zoe, and if you're ever down in White Rock, go to the Java Express. They have really good food there. Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about more events that are happening around town. So I'm just going to quickly read these off here. All right, the 5th Annual East Van Cider Fest, that's happening August 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Wise. Vancouver Loves Drums and Bass, August 24th, 10 p.m. at the Fortune Sound Club.
The 13th Annual Vancouver Vintage Motorcycle Show and Shine, that's on August 24th, 11 a.m. at Trev Dealey Motorcycles. Is that the Trev Dealey's in Langley,
nope,
I guess?
Nope, it's in Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver,
yes.
Okay.
And then we got the Vancouver Vegan Festival 2024, September 7th at 10 a.m. at Kitts Beach. Dr. Carr, are you vegetarian or vegan? Or
I would say I'm flexitarian.
flexitarian?
Food is an important part of Chinese medicine, which a lot of people don't know. Actually, one thing I haven't mentioned to you guys is I'm in the process of getting a book published about nutrition and Chinese medicine. It's coming out in January.
Wow, congratulations.
So what's it called?
It's called, traditional Chinese, modern traditional Chinese medicine or modern Chinese medicine food cures.
Amazing.
And it's a personalized approach.
Personalized approach. Wow. So I don't know. What does that mean? Like you could kind of fill it in for yourself?
The idea is that you can check out the book, read the different sections. There's a quiz in there to help you determine what approach might be best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can assemble your own best dietary options for you. Because I don't think that there's any one way to eat perfectly.
Right, because, yeah, exactly. Each person is going to be different for everyone. Yeah. Okay. I guess let's talk about, I know we got like almost 10 minutes here, but just before we go, I want to make sure people can contact you. Like, tell everyone where can they do that?
Yeah, so there's two websites to mention. So my own clinic is Active TCM, and so that's www.activetcm.com. And on there you can find tips and stuff. So if you want ideas of things that you can do for yourself, I put a lot of resources on there. You can reach me directly if you want to by emailing me through that that website. Or you can reach me at drcarrtcm@gmail.com. The other clinic is MyRest, and that's myrest.ca. And we have some resources and information and blogs on there as well. And also, everything has online bookable now, so makes it easy. We're all online.
Yes, perfect. And you are telling me if anyone gets into a car accident, it's covered or something. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so with ICBC, you have if... so I see a lot... At MyRest, the practitioners there, and then myself, we see a lot of patients who've been, unfortunately, in a car accident. And you get 12 sessions for acupuncture. You do have to use it within a certain time frame, it has to be that the injury itself is related to the accident, so you can't just go in because you feel like it. It needs to be related to the accident. But the good news is that you can get better. You can heal. You can use your sessions to get you back to where you were prior to the accident.
Amazing. And if someone does go for acupuncture, how many times do you think it'll take for them to relieve their pain? Like, how many times do they have to go? I'm sure it's different, varies to each person, but...
It does. The more acute it is, so the more recent something happened, generally it's a little bit faster. If you've been dealing with something for 10 years, it generally takes longer.
Mm.
The more serious it is, generally it takes longer. I do tell my patients usually that they should notice something within a few sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make them come in for 12 sessions before they should see any improvement. My job is to make sure they see some improvement within a few sessions. And some people, it's immediate after the first, but that's not always to be expected.
Right, exactly. All right. And when you said people got into car accidents, I thought of this song, La Chinga, Light It Up, and we'll be back with more Dr. Melissa Carr.
Yeah.
Remember, if you get into a car crash, go to MyRest. MyRest.com. Is it .com or .ca?
.ca.
.ca. .ca,
John, the house recommended.
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about what's the difference between Western and Chinese medicine.
Yeah, so Chinese medicine has its own medical system. So it is a complete medical system, and it's thousands of years old, so that's definitely... one difference is the age of it. But like all medicines, it continues to evolve. So even though it's ancient, it's also modernized and evolved. Chinese medicine, one of the benefits is that it's very, as John had mentioned, it's holistic. So we're looking at the whole body. We can't really disconnect the way that we think, how we feel. We really, they are integrated. So how your emotions affect your physical body and your physical body affects your emotional body. And we have different tools. So we're using acupuncture needles, herbs, our hands with massage, perhaps, things like cups, gua sha, scraping tools, and nutrition. So those are, and lifestyle recommendations as well.
Mm-hmm. So those cups and the gua sha, they don't hurt?
Well, I would say that the gua sha hurts.
Yeah. But I guess maybe people like the pain. Gua sha is like, yeah, they're scraping. They're scraping the skin until it kind of...
With a tool.
Yeah.
So it would be like
so it gets all red and stuff. Yeah.
Of the skin.
No, it's like massage. It's like deep, strong massage. Mm. Physiotherapy is borrowed from this, for example, Graston technique. A lot of other therapies have borrowed from Chinese medicine.
Mm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, now let's talk about Main Street, because yes, this is where the clinic is. Where do you guys like to go to eat?
Well, last year I turned 50, and my husband we went to Vietnam and Cambodia as my celebration. And so the Vietnamese food, I loved it so much. So Anh and Chi, which is a very popular restaurant, and you have to either line up get there really early, and then Fa Goodness. So those are two of my favorite on Main Street.
Amazing. Any clothing shops?
Oh, there's a ton of vintage clothing shops on there. I never remember the names of them. Mm. I think my sister's closet is a great shop to be able to get consignment clothing or donation clothing. Actually, I think that they help the downtown east side.
Love that.
Closet?
My sister's closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to be downtown Vancouver, and I was involved in another radio show and called Sound Therapy Radio, where it was a mental health program, and we did a lot of work with them, helped them
fantastic.
At their shows and to raise money and stuff, because it's important.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, very important.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Melissa Carr, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
East Van,
yeah.
Baby.
Well, we're going to end with Autogram. Here's Mantra right here on CJSF. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Maddie. See you next week.
Bye.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring... It could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1, on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred. Ah!